This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Alexei Navalny's team confirms his death and says his mother is searching for his body. AP correspondent Rika N. Garcia reports.
Alexei Navalny's team confirms his death, and they demand that his body should be handed over to his family immediately. Alexei Navalny's spokesperson confirmed that the Russian opposition leader has died at a remote Arctic penal colony, but it is unclear where his body is. Prison authorities informed his team that the body would not be handed over to his relatives until further investigations had been completed. In St. Petersburg, residents gathered near the city's monument to political prisoners to mourn Navalny's passing. Hours after Navalny's death was reported, his wife expressed doubt about the news from Russian authorities and called for accountability for the harm inflicted upon their country, family, and her husband. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Saturday there is an, quote, extraordinary opportunity in the months ahead for Israel to be integrated into the Middle East. Speaking at a panel at the Munich Security Conference, Blinken said there are new facts that could make peace between Israel and Palestinians easier.
Starting with the fact that virtually every Arab country now genuinely wants to integrate Israel into the region, to normalize relations if they haven't already done so, to provide security assurances and commitments so that Israel can feel more safe and more secure.
Blinken also highlighted the, quote, urgent imperative to proceed with a Palestinian state that would also ensure the security of Israel. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said on the same panel that to establish a two-state solution for Israel and the Palestinians, there needs to be a guarantee that something like the October 7th attacks by Hamas can never happen again. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com.